Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my G's? PSA Podcast. Salutations to all. Sam, what's good?
Hey, what's up, brother? How you doing?
We out here, my G, man. Let's get right into this, man. Wow. And I should have known yesterday, and it's funny, Sean, I told you about this morning. Last night, well, a couple days ago, I tweeted Troy Ave, right? And I said, yo, when's the last time you listened to New York City, the album, right? So he retweeted it today. He retweeted it. Yesterday, he retweeted it. And he also retweeted a song. But I didn't click on it. I was kind of busy at the time. I didn't click on it. So I'm noticing today there's like Troy Ave this, Troy Ave that. Like, what the hell is going on? In fact, I was on the phone with you when this shit was going on. Everybody's talking about Troy Ave. But I'm like, I ain't even clicked on the goddamn song. So then I clicked on the song, Too Legit to Quit. I mean, you and I come from the MC Hammer era. We know where the Too Legit to Quit type of theme comes from.
Absolutely. That's the first thing I thought about when I first saw the song title. I was like, that's MC Hammer. Like, that's the, there's nothing that can stop me from thinking that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, son. You know what I mean? Let me get your thoughts on the song Too Legit to Quit, the visual for Too Legit to Quit, the, some people, Sean, will say snitching, a snitching video, so to speak. We've never seen this in hip-hop, a snitch track.
Wow, that's what you call that? You call that a snitch
track? That's what
track?
Some people are calling it a snitch track, though, my G. Let's be real. I don't got to be in the hood no more. I'm in 2018. I'm not in the streets no more, but it's, shit ain't changed. Well, we've never seen this before where a dude is making a track about a whole situation, about a case that's still going on, that's pending, so to speak. What's your take?
It caught me off guard. So if people haven't been following this situation, what exactly is shocking people about what he said? Everything, all the events that have occurred after Irving Plaza seem to have led up to what he put in that video. You know, it was like in comic book cartoon type. You know, he had somebody like draw it out for him.
Yeah, Daytona 500 kind of thing going on.
Okay, that was anime and that was Speed Racer. This is a little different, but I
right,
that's
a little different.
I see where you're going.
Right.
But you're right. It was an animated visual of it. I think the line that got everybody into snitch mode is what he said: "My life for your life. I'm taking a stand with my middle finger up." He was clear. There's no subliminal on that.
At all.
There was no subbing.
I don't know. I mean, dog, I can't lie to you, man. That's why I'm like, I'm so on the, I don't want to say I'm on the fence with this, because you seen Casanova's tweet. Even Casanova tweeted about this shit, like, you know, watch out for dudes that are making songs and talked about the lyrics that you were just pertaining to. Is this snitching? If it's on public record, is he snitching, in your opinion?
The hood definition of snitching is telling on anything, telling the police anything. That's the blanket hood definition. The hip-hop code of the street definition of snitching is, if you talk to the police, it's snitching. That's just how it is. Mm. So in that way, it's snitching based on hood rules, street rules.
Mm.
You know, you're cooperating with authorities against someone in some street shit. That's considered.
But Sean, the persona, come on, my nigga, the persona Troy Ave has put out here for years, from Bricks in My Backpack to New York City, the album, to Major Without a Deal, to all the mixtapes with Merry Xmas and all that, Powder to the People. He's also, perceived to be a street nigga. I'm confused with his street nigga talk because, listen, I'm a father with three kids, man. I'm a house nigga. I work and I come home, man. This the new street life. This is y'all era. This is y'all rules. Do what you do. But Troy Ave, the rapper I'm talking about, if he's perceived has his persona to be a street dude and calling people weirdos, this, that, and the third, isn't that what he's doing? Isn't that what he's doing? He's basically saying he's going to go on the stand and point out the individual that shot Banger. And I have a question about Banger. Is this all about Banger? And to me, I don't think Troy Ave, and Troy, I hate to say this, my dude, I know you did a song about your man. I didn't feel remorse. Maybe because I'm not seeing him grieve, this, that, and the third. But I've never felt the remorse for Banger.
Okay, I don't know about that. The only thing I know about is, what did Troy Ave mean when he said "my life for your life"? What did he mean by that?
Jack Stone's life for your life, yeah. And there's been rumors around saying that. Oh, go ahead.
No. So I'm trying to figure out, when he's saying that, is he saying that they were trying to put this murder on him, and he was like, "You can't put it on me because I know who did it," and did they put pressure on him and say, "If you don't tell us, we put this on you"? And he's like, "Hold up, this is self-defense. I know who did it," and so that's the thing I don't know too much about.
But there was, I seen something circulating today, tonight, pardon me, because I was doing my investigative reports on some genius shit, on a Jesus shit. And I saw somebody saying, with Tax Stone sent a letter to the judge, allegedly, I don't know how true this is, so I'm going to use the word allegedly, Tax Stone sent a letter to the judge saying it was all Troy Ave. So is this a tooth for a tooth, or Mobb Deep's third track on 44 on Infamous, An Eye for an Eye?
Well, so,
is that what's going on?
So here's what we know is fact. A man has lost his life, right? That's a fact. So someone ended this young man's life. People now who are witnessing against each other. That's the facts. This is how you deal with cases. This happened. You have video footage. Now, this is the thing. We saw Troy Ave on video footage shooting, and yet he's out of jail. So he clearly must have said something that they believed that could allow him to get out of, to leave and talk about it with self-defense. Right? Because you clearly see him on camera picking up a gun, shooting. That is reckless endangerment. You know what I'm saying? So clearly, he made it very clear. And in their papers, the papers said they have a cooperating witness. That's what the papers said. So based on this,
I don't know, my nigga.
Up,
this feel like some Nino Brown shit, New Jack City shit, man. Like everybody going down. Like Nino said that. If I'm going down, everybody going down. Like, educated brother from the bank, it's kind of. What do you think how Banger's people's feeling? We seen Tribe the God on Doggy Diamond show. Shout out Doggy Diamonds, and he's also on the Joe Budden podcast. What do you feel that's going through maybe his head, and maybe the family for Banger right now? Justice is not served, obviously.
Justice is not served, and they're still mourning the loss of their loved one. They just, unfortunately, now they have to get caught up. They have to relive it publicly again when Troy Ave decides to make public songs. You know what I'm saying?
But can I highlight that? So, can I highlight that, what you just said? Public songs. You just said, I like the way you worded that, public songs. If you would, in Troy Ave's entourage or his crew or nigga at the stool, when they made the song and decided to do the visual, what would you say? Because I would tell my man, don't do this. I would tell my man, I would tell you don't do this.
That depends on what happened. If you believe Troy Ave's version and story of what happened, how can you tell him anything else?
Nah, son.
If his
reality, you don't do that.
I'm just saying.
First of all, you have a case pending yourself. Gun charge, Troy. You got a gun charge, Nupac, or whatever you want to call this guy. To me, son, he has. I hate to use this word, man. Jesus. Am I wrong when I say I feel Troy has bad karma?
Yes, he does.
Stemming from when he came in a rap game, he kind of, you know, had his braggadocious thing about him, which was okay. You know, independent artist. You know, he grinded in his thing. Let's be real, my nigga. On New York City, the album to grab Raekwon, Prodigy, Pusha T, have all these acts on your first major debut album. That's big. You know what I'm saying? Man, nigga, what are you clicking? This nigga's clickety clacking over there. what do you think about the video?
Right.
I beat him up and took his gun. He had on, you know, Saxon only had to be safe though. He said unsafe though. Like, he really went out of his way. Like, to, he basically reenacted Urban Plaza that night, also.
Yes, and that was him painting a picture as he saw it. So let's just cut to the chase, man. Stop beating around the bush. Everybody thinks he's
okay.
Snitching. That's the bottom
line.
That's
a fact. That's a fact.
That's the bottom line. Everybody thinks he's snitching. That's what, you know, they're making memes out of it. There's a meme with this rat that is washing his clothes, that is circulating. And they are putting that as Troy Ave with the rat who's washing his clothes. So, you know,
the streets
clearly,
are talking.
The streets is not feeling this at all. Social media is clowning him on it, and that's just the reality of how everybody's taking it.
Do you think he cares?
I don't think he cares at all.
Isn't that sad that he doesn't care,
because
though?
He put it out.
Or is it because of the situation that he's had to endure, his man getting shot, him doing a little time for a while, niggas trying to assassinate this nigga, son. Let's be real. You know what I mean? I mean, you can just imagine what's going through his fucking brain.
There's a lot of gaps in this story I feel we're not filling in. And
I agree.
I can't replay the whole thing. I can't replay the whole thing. But it's just not, oh, here's a song, and Troy Ave was just doing it. So I feel this is an incomplete story. Streets has already labeled him as a snitch. Nobody in the streets is failing it. Social media is clowning this dude. So he's not getting love off of it. Saying that, this is an incomplete story. Timeline of Irving Plaza and what happened after Irving Plaza, then maybe it could be a more complete story.
Right. What you're saying being that you feel is, so what's the main reason why you feel it's incomplete, though?
Because there has to be a reason why Troy Ave is proud to cooperate. Like, he has no shame in it. You know what I'm saying? It just seems like he's very confident and feels no way about it at all.
But Sean, this goes back to my comment.
Why he feels that way.
Well, this goes back to the comment that I made. I said a second to you that there was rumbling saying that people saying that Tax Stone was sending letters to judges, this, that, and the third, trying to say Troy Ave did it. You know what I'm saying? Remember, now this man is still incarcerated while Troy Ave is still out. You know, so do you think that might be a reason why he's feeling the way he's feeling? Like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Then why is Troy Ave out? Why is he not in jail?
That's the million-dollar question, my G. That is the million-dollar question, my brother. I know, man. It's, you know what I mean? I didn't like this song, though. I'm going to keep it real. I didn't like the song. I didn't like the, you know, I mean, it took, whoever directed that video took time to do that the way they did it. Shout out to them. But just, I would have told my homeboy, yo, son, let's not do that. You know what I mean? That's just me, though. That's just me, though. But, you know, we'll see, I guess, how this shit plays out, I guess, to the public, man. I want to talk to you about this, my G. So Goods puts out a blog on Gems with the individual that we've all seen the clip. I mean, obviously, Gems put the footage out of the situation with him and the young, his former colleague, former friend, I guess, if you want to say that. Friends like that who need enemies. And Goods basically is getting his fucking Walter Cronkite on and interviewing this individual who Gems had an altercation with. And there was a lot of stuff in here, son, that they were talking about. Did not know Goods had footage already of that, and he didn't put it out. I wonder if he didn't put it out because Gems beat him to the punch, so to speak. What is your take on two parts of the Goods sit-down with the individual with Gems?
All's fair in love and war, and this is battle rap. One thing we know about battle rap is people like to dig for dirt. And when people get dirt, excuse me, when people dig for dirt, they try to find the most damning information. We always know people will bring out props about your past life. You know, Lux and Calico. Lux is bringing out pictures of Calico in a pool with his ass out.
Yeah, T-Rex against Ava. T-Rex brings out the picture of her. All this other.
Right. One of the great female battles of all time, E-Hart versus Miss Hustle. E-Hart shows a picture of her EBT card. You know what I'm saying?
God, yeah.
So this has always been a part of battle rap where you bring up
a
history, find somebody from the past. Another example: T-Rex versus Ored. When he brought Wink Loke out, when he's like, "You said you know Wink Loke," then he brings Wink Loke out. So, you know, this is part of battle rap. Saying that, this dude he had was saying some real damaging stuff for a battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Was it really damaging though? Man.
I think it's damaging if Gems is not Hispanic. I thought he was Hispanic. You know?
I think Gems is Hispanic though, my G. Even though the brother, I mean,
okay.
I don't think 100%. Okay. I think 100% that shit he said is true, or there's some false stuff in it. I don't know which one is false, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. We don't know what was true and what is false, or what if everything he said was false.
Right.
You see, we don't know how to. But then he's naming out blocks, he's naming where he knows him from. Like, he was naming some stuff that he clearly seemed to know who Gems was. You know what I'm saying?
They had a relationship. He stood behind. You were standing behind Gems in one particular battle. Come on. A couple battles, I believe.
Okay.
At least one for sure.
If that's the case, you know, it's up to us, the fans, to decide what we want to believe and what he said. That's basically what it's going to come down to. Do you believe the stories he told? Or do you think he's just making this shit up on the fly?
Two days before the battle, my G. Goods ain't playing. I guess Goods is like, hold on, my nigga. I does this blog shit. Don't ever get it twisted. I was one of the bloggers early in the battle rap culture that did this blog shit. Me, Clips, Verb, we really the staples when it comes to battle rappers who do blogs. You know what I mean? Does this give an advantage to Goods going into the battle? Or is just...
Listen, I always had Goods winning this battle. So it does give Goods an advantage because it just depends on how Goods wants to put this together in his rhymes or if he even wants to use it. You know? Basically,
I think he's going to put it in his rhymes, though.
Basically, the guy said Math used some of the stuff already, you know, about Jim's working in the laundromat.
Cortez gave him the idea for the battle with DNA to bring out the detergent and all that. That was kind of wild. If that's true. And like, I gotta give Goodges props, my nigga. Goodges is making niggas want to get this pay per view now. They didn't want to get the pay per view before. Goodges damn sure making niggas pull that credit card. I think a lot of people are gonna pull that credit card out now and buy that pay per view.
Goodges ain't playing, and Goodges wasn't gonna play. And Jim's wanted this battle. Well, he got it. He wanted this battle. He got the battle that he wanted. So there you have it. This is what he wanted. He made blogs about it. You got Goodges the animal.
You think he's
going to
be in the building?
You got it.
Do you think this guy's going to be in the building?
Wow. I didn't even think about
that. That's foul.
What?
Or that foul?
No, it's not foul. They do that all the time. Come on.
Come on, my nigga. Nigga dumped you out.
Well, no, that wasn't the dude that did it, was it? No, that wasn't the dude that did it. That wasn't the dude that did it. That was, he's claiming he was owed money and he put the word out to do it. That's what I thought he was saying in the video.
No, that's the nigga that punched Jim, right? What are you talking about?
The dude in the video was the guy who actually punched him?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I thought he...
Yeah, son. Nah, that's the dude that punched James.
I thought from what I saw...
Nah, son, you wildin'. That's the nigga that punched James, my G. He punched James, my G.
Then I totally got that wrong, because I was trying to wait to say, is this... Like, because remember, Goodges kept saying, who are you? Who are you? And he was like, yo, I'm like his unk. I'm like his big brother. Not big, but you know, his bigger homie.
That was his homie, like, but that's the nigga that, huh, son? That nigga is the nigga that swung on him, my guy. That's a fact, son. Everybody's talking about that shit.
That makes it really difficult to hear. My goodness.
That's why I said Goodges ain't playing fair, man. Goodges is not playing fair, son. He's not playing fair. That's the nigga that punched him out. That's the same nigga I seen who was yelling at Jim's the day when that altercation happened between them two, and when he was standing behind Goodges.
Wow, man. Advantage Goodges.
Is this even more pressure if you're Jim's? Do you listen, I want to say something also. If I'm ARP, I would not let this guy in the building. I would say that. I would say that. I don't think he should be in the building. I think that's going to bring up too much tension, especially having with this video just coming out 2 days before the battle, my nigga, and you bringing a man who snuffed the opponent, and they had history together. This isn't some Joe Schmo nigga that he does. They have history with each other. And if he's, you know, that's really antagonizing, is it not, my nigga? Like, you look at a nigga that hits you, he's at a battle sit behind the nigga that you're going against, and you're already fighting one nigga, and then you look at a nigga in during your rounds, you have to see this nigga's face in your peripheral? Nah, son. Nah. 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 Because, you know, my nigga, that's an altercation waiting to happen. You don't think it is?
Yeah,
you don't think Jim's pride is gonna be on the line? My nigga, niggas from the hood have ego, man. Our pride, ego, all that mixed in one. You know what I'm saying? Your hands are gonna be shaking because y'all. That's the nigga right there. Bam. You probably haven't even seen this nigga in so long. You know what I mean?
I did not realize, and I'm honest. I watched both parts of that video, and I didn't realize that that was the guy that hit Jim's. My mind is still blown off of that because he made it seem like he just told the people to do it.
Why do you think niggas is going crazy? Because niggas is like, yo, my nigga, hold on. As soon as they seen it, niggas like, what? Whoa.
That's what I thought. But remember, when Goodges said, who are you? He didn't say I'm the
dude. That's just setting them up, my nigga. That's just intro setting them up, man. You ain't reading that?
No, I just. So, come on. In the video, did he say I'm the guy that punched Jim's? Did he say that?
Yes, he brought that up, but he was really, no, he didn't bring it up. Goodges just breaking it down how this nigga was, how they had history. You know, he said he had hair like Tekashi 6ix9ine from back in the day.
No, I remember all of that. But see, I think what threw me off was he didn't say I'm the guy that did it. That's why I was thrown off. Because the first thing I thought was, yo, is interviewing the guy that punched Jim's? Like, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
But because I didn't hear him say,
my nigga, that shock value. My nigga, that shock value 101 right here, B.
No, I understand. I understand. But
son,
I
got to throw it out there. I text Goods, and I'm like, my nigga, that's fucked up, man. You ain't playing fair. That nigga hit me back and said, strategic. No bullshit.
So that is the guy that hit Jim's?
Yes.
Then, my man, that's 1-0. That's 1-0 Goods right now. Goods is up 1-0.
I mean, I know we like to say that before the battles. You know, we'll say 1-0 during a face-off or Twitter wars or people going on somebody's shows, having a back and forth. We've always done the 1-0 thing. Can this fuel Jim's? Can this switch everything around for Saturday and fuel him even more? Because for this to happen and then catch an L on top of that, you know what I mean? I'm worried about how, my nigga, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm more worried now if niggas are going to get feisty. You get what I'm saying? Because of this.
Like, you were worried when Sirius Jones and Math were in the same building as King of the Dot. And me and you did a show on it, and I said nothing was going to happen. And
yeah,
nothing did
that's
happen.
A little...
You have that kind of concern, right? Because it really concerned you that they were going to be in the building at the same time.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Nigga,
and
you
I said,
damn
I have
sure
no concern.
Me. You did say that.
And I had
you
no
did
concern.
Say that.
No, right?
You did say that. You did
right,
say
right.
that.
Right, right. I know.
You did.
I know.
But I stand by what I said. I believe King of the Dot. Remember, that bread is on the line. I believe, obviously, you don't know this for a fact. I'm just throwing it out there, I believe that there was a conversation between King of the Dot and both parties, Sirius Jones and Math Alpha, was like, yo, your second half, get your ass up out of here in my smack voice. Like, that wasn't going to happen if you niggas was going to take it there. This is a little different, though, my dude. This is more embarrassing on top of it. You know, I don't want to use the word embarrassing, but this is more, like, you know what I mean? Good just pulled this out 2 days before the battle, my nigga. 2 days. Like, he had this in the tuck. And I interviewed this nigga. And I knew something. You know, the nigga he was like, yeah. Just the way he was answering me, he didn't want to give me too much. And I don't blame him. No, nigga, I'm not giving you everything you want. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Kill yourself. I'm going to give you a little bit of what I want you to, you know, here on the back and forth we have it. But I'm going to show you my whole hand on what the fuck I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
I don't know, man. This should be interesting on Saturday, man. This should be really interesting now, man. I think this battle just took a whole turn right quick. John, Big K, obviously, show off Loso, 2-on-2. You know what I mean? So, that's what it is, my G. Take us home, man.
PSA Podcast. Home of Nick Foles. You heard?
Nick Foles.
Yeah, podcast. Home of Nick Foles.
I hope the Eagles win, man. I ain't going to hold you, man. But I just don't see it. I just don't see it, man. I don't see them being the Patriots, my dude. I want it to happen.
Just like you didn't see the Patriots beating the greatest show on turf when Tom Brady threw for a measly 138 yards, but they beat the greatest show on turf, and they were not favored to beat them. Remember that?
What are you talking about, St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis. Remember when they went against Kurt Warner, Marshall Faulk, and Tory Holton, all of them, and he beat
them? Yeah,
that
Isaac Bruce in his voice.
He won his first one. Nobody had them winning. Nobody had him winning that Super Bowl. So it can happen. It can happen.
Yeah, that's what it is. PSA motherfucking podcast, boys back in the building Saturday, appreciations, all that good shit, man. You already know what it is, man. I'll let your boys. One.